USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Tuesday voted to confirm Dr. Robert Califf as commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration after some senators argued his ties to the pharmaceutical industry or views on birth control made him unfit for the role. Several lawmakers sent a letter to President Biden's Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, demanding she complies with the law requiring her agency to disclose the number of jobs lost when Biden ended the Keystone XL pipeline. The Keystone XL pipeline was projected to provide approximately 11,000 jobs, and roughly $800 million in wages were extinguished with the stroke of Biden's pen. A convicted killer who escaped a Mississippi prison was captured Tuesday after 2 days on the run. Mississippi Department of Corrections Commissioner Burl Kane.
Guess when he starts to speed a car so he can run away from the police, he runs out of gas.
51-year-old Michael Floyd Wilson on Sunday fled from the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility. USA Radio News.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-460-2510. That's 800-460-2510 or go to marleydrug.com.
Not available in Vermont or Alabama.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.